Well, good morning, folks. It is a wet and woolly morning around almost the entire country, and we've somehow managed to nab the slightest little bit of sunshine, or at least no rain, to be able to bring you news of the co-curricular exploits down here at the prep school. And I remember very fondly from my time here at the prep, only a couple of years ago, that there are so many things on offer. We have music, we have chess, we have art, we obviously have the sports, but at the very forefront of what it is that we offer across all three campuses here at the King's School are our outdoor camps. From the cadet camp in the senior school to the incredible camps down at Tudor House, we love the character development that comes from them. And I got to speak to Greg Blackman about, even with all the rain, the camp still went ahead.
Outdoor education is an important part of the whole King's community. Tudor House, they have Cohiba. In the senior school, they have the cadet corps. And at the prep, we do outdoor education on a Tuesday afternoon, but also our outdoor education camps are a really integral part of that. Firstly, it builds relationships, and those relationships are so important. Firstly, to the boys. We get a large number of new boys that come in each year, and this camp being so early in the year, those new boys integrate really, really well into our old boys.
The biggest positive for the boys in terms of relationships is the new friendships that they develop. When they're grouped for camp, they're not actually grouped with their friends, so they're grouped with a wide range of boys, so they get to know boys that they wouldn't spend their social time with. So they're developing their relationships as they participate in the activities. Most of the activities are team building tasks, so they have to work together in order to be successful. So by the end of camp, they've developed positive relationships with the boys in their group and a number of positive friendships with boys that they wouldn't have been friends before.
One of the many challenges I have had at camp is doing the trust course, where you have to do many challenges and many different things to trust your teammates and people to take care of you.
It also is wonderful for building relationships between the boys and the staff. The boys get to see the staff in a completely different way to what they do in the classroom. It also gives those staff that opportunity to see the boys in a completely different way to what they would see in a music class or a Mandarin class. So it's really integral that as a whole staff we are all involved, including the executive.
As you get older, personally since I'm in year six, it feels a little more comfortable as you're used to it over the time of camp. But for the new boys who are going on camp, it might be a bit of a struggle.
I think the surfing activity helped strengthen my relationships with some of the boys that I don't really talk to in class.
Opportunities to collaborate has been key here, so they get to work together in teams. In the odd spare time that they get, they tend to play tennis, a bit of cricket, and again, it's about strengthening relationships, creating those bonds between the Kingsmen that we really want them to do while they're here on camp.
A lot of time and effort's gone into the choosing of our providers and the camp locations over a number of years. Year three are up at Springwood, up at Blue Gum Lodge, which is run by YouthWorks. Year four is also run by YouthWorks, and they're at Camp Refane, which is at Port Hacking, absolutely beautiful location. And year six is here at Camp Tookley, which is where I am for the 3 days. YouthWorks and Crusaders, who run our year five camp, are both well-known and respected Christian camp providers.
The thing that I enjoy most about Christian Discovery is how it lets you experience God in a fun way and an interesting way. And we do all sorts of activities that allow us to be more aware.
We also choose each of the locations because each camp offers something different. And that's really important for the scope and sequence of the boys' growth and development in outdoor education. Outdoor education camps also build community, and that's so important, and it's such an integral part of King's. The boys get to live in cabins for about 5 to 6 boys, and they have to be responsible to look after each other, look after all their belongings, know what to do over night time, and know that if the boys stay awake, they will affect the other 5 boys in their cabin, and that's so important that they look after their mates. It's part of our King's Boys Creed in the prep school.
I think sharing your room with friends is fun, and it's a different experience as you normally don't do it, and you're in a comfortable bed with all your blankets.
The boys have to eat together each morning at lunch and at dinner time, and they all sit down in a big dining hall, similar to what the boys do in the senior school every lunchtime. The boys get to learn to have great table manners, know how to look after each other, know how to clean up and help actually set up the dining hall ready for everybody else to come in. And that's a shared experience that they all get to go through.
Eating a meal with my mates is different because there's different conversations around, there's more laughter.
Outdoor education provides those new experiences for the boys. In year three, they tried abseiling for the first time. Year six, they got to go surfing for the first time for many of the boys. It's such a wonderful experience, and it just takes them out of their comfort zones.
they're going to find as they progress at the school that they'll be put in situations which challenge them. And as they leave the school, they'll also be put in situations that challenge them, and they shouldn't be daunted by that. They should have confidence to progress, firstly, these blokes to the senior school, and secondly, beyond the senior school in their own life.
We want to try and build that resilience amongst our boys so that they know what to do in new experiences and how to survive those experiences.
At camp this year, I did archery for the first time. It was really good to learn how to hold the bow, how you load into the bow, and it's really fun seeing how good you got, even though it's your first time. You might get like a bullseye or in the inner circle.
Some of our camps have an environmental focus. Year 4 especially are going to build on the experiences and the learning that they've done in the classroom and looking at the environment of mangroves throughout their camp as well.
One of the things that they're getting from being out on camp is probably the thing that they've missed the most with COVID and the situations that COVID has put our boys into. They've missed out on those opportunities to spend time away from home, away from their parents. The lockdown situation really tested our boys. So when they get to come on a camp such as Tukli, the boys get to spend time with each other. They get to face a few new challenges, both physical and sometimes emotionally. It's quite a challenge for them, and I think it's great.
One of the experiences from surfing that I could take back to school would probably be a risk taker. The waves just got higher and higher and the winds blew super strong and everyone had fun in the water and we all had a great time in the end.
All of these things assist in the building of character of our boys. It gets them ready for their camps that they have later in the year and obviously in their senior years with Cadet Corps.